Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show, where I am your host, Monique Rodriguez. And today I am talking about handling conflict in business. It's one thing to handle conflict in just your everyday life, which is something that we learn all throughout life, is how to handle conflict. But when you're in business, you really need to know how to handle conflict because you always want to remain professional at all times. And sometimes the way that you may handle conflict outside of business and work may not be the same way you're going to handle conflict when you're actually in a business or professional setting. So I wanted to highlight that because I feel that sometimes people take how they may have grown up and, you know, the environment that they may have grown up in, and they take that those same type of characteristics of how they handle conflict into the business world. And sometimes you have to separate your personal and professional life and handle conflict in a more professional way, because in business, you're always going to experience conflict, whether it's a customer that may have had, you know, a bad reaction to your product, or maybe they didn't like your product or your service. Maybe they want a refund. Maybe your customer cussed you out for whatever reason because they were having a bad day. It may not have had anything to do with you. They may just be going through some things and you may just be the person that they're taking it out on. But do you go back to maybe how you were raised and how you handle conflict growing up? And you know how some people say, oh, I'm about to get ghetto on this person, or I'm about to get hood, or this person gonna make such and such come out of me. No, you cannot do that in business. You have to remain professional at all times in business. And I feel that it's a very important topic to discuss because let's just face it, a lot of people don't know how to handle conflict in business and they just want to revert back to their old ways. And I'm here to tell you that if you want to thrive and you want to be successful in business, you have to learn how to handle conflicts and handle it in a professional way. That's how you're going to be successful, because I tell my kids this, people gonna always talk about you. They gonna always have something to say. You can't please everybody. As long as you have 90% of your customers that love you and 10% don't love you, that's totally fine. You have to be okay with that. But you have to learn how to deal with the 10% of the people that don't like you and that may say bad things, that may say negative things, that may cause conflict with you. You have to learn how to handle it as a professional business owner. So that's what this episode is about, how to handle conflict in business. And before we get to this episode, I do want to read a review from my lovely listeners that love and support the Secret Sauce to Success podcast. I love your reviews. Thank you so much for leaving a review. And this review is from Christy51813. She says, at 19 years old, I have big boss dreams for myself, and I'm so thankful to have a woman inspiration like Monique Rodriguez to listen to on my way to school, so that when the time comes, I have the secret sauce to success in being an entrepreneur. Thank you, Monique, for sharing your advice, and know that you are everything I want to be in life, and I hope to meet you someday. Thank you so much, Christy. I really appreciate you for being a listener. And you are amazing and you're going to be better than me. So I wish you nothing but success and I wish you the best. And again, I thank you guys for leaving your reviews and for leaving me 5-star reviews. I really appreciate you guys because I'm here to serve And that's what this episode is about, knowing that you just cannot please everybody. There's always going to be one sour grape that has something negative to say, always in business. Please know and understand and trust and believe that. And you just have to have a very nonchalant attitude and know that, I mean, you can't care, because most of the time when people say negative things, it's because they have their own issues that they're dealing with within themselves. So that's why I wanted to get into this episode, because I want you to always remain professional and know that it's going to happen. People are going to be ignorant. People are going to say negative things. And just think about it. People that are usually happy, like most of my listeners, I feel you're pretty much happy people. If you're happy and you are like enjoying life, you don't have time to say negative things, and you don't have time to walk around just creating conflicts with people. Like, you don't have time to do that because you're too busy enjoying life. But the conflicts will arise. And I want you guys to not also get it twisted that conflict in business is also healthy, because you don't want yes people around you. And I feel that there is a way to deal with conflict. You are not going to always agree. Me and my team, we don't always agree on everything. But for the most part, we get along and we know how to handle those conflicts in a professional manner. So whether it's inside the office, dealing with the customer, dealing with whomever, life in general, you're going to have conflict, and you should always handle yourself in a professional manner when dealing with a conflicting situation. Okay, so let's get into this episode. So now, here's a question, and I know you can't answer, but you can answer it to yourself. How do you handle conflict in business? If you have been in business any length of time, you know that conflict is bound to happen. So it can be a dissatisfied customer or a difficult employee. You'll have to learn how to deal with conflict graciously and professionally. It's easy to want to fly off the handle and go off and tell somebody off because they're being rude and nasty. But this is when style and grace comes into play. Remember, style and grace. You always want to have style and grace and be classy. This is when you show your true colors as a business owner by handling things in a mature, professional way. I have had people that I have had to deal with in my office, and also dealing with customers, that deep down inside, I may have wanted to go off and deal with them in a way that will probably take me out of character. But I have to remember that I have a bigger purpose in life. And I know that me going off on that person is not going to solve anything. All that's going to do is make that person mad and make me more angrier. And then we'll both be going at it. And then we solve nothing. So I've been there, and I have had and dealt with conflict, and I still continue to deal with conflict. But I have to remind myself that me going off does nothing for me and does nothing for that person. All we do is end up in a yelling match, which is not good for me professionally or personally, because it stresses me out and I don't want to be stressed out. So I just hate it, and it just gets under my skin, because it's nothing worse when there is a business owner who gets nasty with a client or an employee. It's just not a good look, and it can do real damage to your business. The best thing to do in a business conflict is to take the high road, even if that means taking the blame for something outside of your control. And let me repeat that. Take the high road, even if it means that you have to take the blame for something that is outside of your control. So let's say, for instance, you have a system malfunction in your software, and we have had several system malfunctions in our, whether it's our shipping software, our website platform, and of course, it can cause our customers to get upset, and, you know, they may want their order like tomorrow, and the order doesn't get there tomorrow because of a system malfunction or a system error or even the weather. But guess what? My customers don't want to hear that. And yet you have some customers that will be understanding, but for the most part, your customers don't want to hear that. They want to know where their order is or how you're going to provide the best service to them. Like, they can care less about what's going on the back end, and you still have to be able to apologize for things that are out of your control. Even though the weather is out of your control, something malfunction is out of your control, you still have to be able to handle that conflict and make that customer feel like you have heard their concerns and you're going to take care of it. And if your customer gets upset and they start going off on you, instead of stooping to that level, you have to apologize for the inconvenience and explain that you will get everything straightened out. And once the system is working again, or whatever issue it is fixed, just apologize for it and try to offer your customer a workaround solution so they can get what they came for. And you can keep your customers coming back and keeping them happy. Having a positive attitude goes a long way, and it could be the difference of you losing a customer and getting a 5-star review. You guys have to remember that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react. That is very true. You have to take the perspective that how you respond to the situation matters, because it truly does. You have to be gracious to your customer and show a genuine concern for their frustration, and that can really go a long way. It is the same thing for your employees. Your employees are in a slightly different position because they work for you, so it's not the other way around. You hold the key to whether they are employed or not, because like I always say, people fire themselves. They don't get fired. I don't fire people. They fire themselves. So even still, your employees can be good employees when you lead by example and show class in negative situations. So let's say, for example, if you have an employee who brings drama and negativity into your environment, it may be a good idea to remind everyone how important it is to have a positive attitude, and that negativity won't be tolerated. Sometimes people have to be reminded that you are well aware of what's going on in your company and that you will only take so much. My husband always says that people will only do what you allow them to do. You can't be a doormat, but you can't rule with an iron fist either. So overall, you want to remember, the way to handle conflict shows the type of person that they're doing business with. They'll use those experiences to decide whether they like you or not. And depending on their impression, they'll do business with you or they'll take their money elsewhere. And here's the problem. The problem is that they will usually tell their friends and families, and sometimes they're going to go to social media. So then everyone has the potential to hear about the situation that you could have handled in a better way or more professionally. And that's the last thing that you want. So it's best to keep a cool head and take the high road, because especially in the era that we live in now, social media can be detrimental to your brand if you don't treat people with respect and kindness and you don't give good customer service. It goes back to my last episode. So you have to remember that it's all about how you react to things. And I want you guys, when you are building your brand, that things and challenges will happen. Conflict will arise, but it's how you handle it, and handle it with grace, class, and respectful of other people. And remember that sometimes when people go off, and when people have negative things to say, sometimes it's not even about you. It's about them and their own issues. So remember, always be professional, always be classy, and always be graceful. You will go a long way in life, and keep a positive attitude. So those were my quick tips on how to handle conflict in business. Be sure to share this episode with your business besties. Upload a picture to your IG story. Tag me in it if you love this episode and if you love this podcast in general. And be sure to download and subscribe, and feel free to leave me a great review. That's how you can show me that you appreciate me doing these podcast episodes, by leaving a great review, and I will read it on the next episode. So I thank you guys so much for tuning in for another week's episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.